You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm going to force Adam Azer to do his best Debbie Downer impersonation next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here on the Thursday, August 11th episode with Adam Azer. And we're here to talk about how things might go wrong for some of the high-end wide receivers in 2022. You know, this time of the year, it's easy and natural to be optimistic. You know, hope springs eternal, as they say. I know it's, you know, the dead of summer. It's 93 degrees and muggy outside everywhere. But we're gonna be a little pessimistic today. We're going to go through the bust case scenario for some of the high-end wide receivers out there. And Adam, are you trying to play a drop or something?
No. I turned out I was doing my Jimmy Fallon impression because I started laughing midway through the bit just thinking about the Debbie Downer. I was trying to make the face like,
meow meow.
Yeah, I'm into it. Let's go, man. Let's
it's
go.
A classic. All right, Adam. So I'm gonna force you to make the case for why three of the most highly sought after and touted wide receivers in fantasy football are going to bust. We're gonna start with the top wide receiver going off the board. I mean, technically, actually, I noticed over the last week Justin Jefferson and Cooper Kupp have the same ADP in NFC drafts, which is interesting. But what's the bust case scenario for Cooper Kupp?
Did you know that Cooper? I won't do the impression. Cooper Kupp, it's just that he never did anything like that before. He averaged well over 100 yards per game. He had never been over more than like 75 yards per game. He did have a top seven finish per game in full PPR a few years ago in 2019. But I kind of compare it to Stephon Diggs, where in 2020, everything went right for Stephon Diggs. He had this amazing year. He had his best season. And then in 2021, Josh Allen's passing numbers were worse and Stephon Diggs' receiving numbers were worse, even though he still had a ton of targets. It just was a charm season in 2020 for Diggs. It was a charm season in 2021 for Cooper Kupp. He did it at an age where you just would not have expected something like that. Also, you've got Allen Robinson there and potentially Odell Beckham at some point, but I'm not really considering that. Actually, I think he's safer because they don't have a great receiving core around him. You know, I do like Robinson. I don't know. He'll be so much better than what Robert Woods was for half a season, what Beckham was for half a season. But I guess it just, he had an over 30% target share. He had something like 38% of their receiving yards. He had 35.7% of their catches, 39.8% of their receiving yards, 39% of their receiving touchdowns on a 31.5% target share. So even that crazy high target share, he was doing better than that in yards and touchdowns and catches. The efficiency is going to come down.
Yep.
I still think he's going to be number one in PPR, but it won't be by as big of a margin. I still like him as a top five pick, but the bust case is just that everything went so right for him. And plus you have the Stafford elbow injury, but I can't really make a performance bust case for him other than it just won't be as good as it was. That's the way sports works. It's hard to back up a season like that.
I would feel better about the bust case if he didn't just have a postseason run where he averaged 4 points per game more than he averaged during his historic season. But yeah, I agree. He probably won't be as good. Another guy who may not be as good as last season, historic rookie season, Ja'Marr Chase. Why is he going to bust?
Okay, because of T. Higgins, I would say. There have been, I think, 16 examples over the last six seasons, 14 examples of wide receiver teammates who have finished top 16. There you go. So wide receiver teammates who have finished as top 16 wide receivers, and there are 14 cases. Only four times have we seen one of those two receivers finish top five, and only twice have any of them finished higher than wide receiver four. So it's almost like having another great receiver does hold you back a little bit. And if you think about Devontae Adams and Michael Thomas and last year Cooper Kupp, these elite wide receivers, they haven't had that running mate. Even Tyreek Hill, who's had Travis Kelce, has in full PPR leagues has been held back just a little bit. He hasn't been a wide receiver one. And Ja'Marr Chase does not look like the kind of player that can have the amount of catches that you would expect from a wide receiver one. So I think it's very possible that he's already the best wide receiver in football, and he's only going to get better. He's a prodigy. I believe the hype, but he does have T. Higgins holding him back from an upside standpoint, and he doesn't have a team that's going to air it out all the time. I think they'll probably be middle of the pack in pass attempts. So I think he's a safe top five wide receiver, but he might be capped at something like wide receiver three, which sounds crazy, but like that's a bad thing. But he is going to be a first round pick. So just something to keep in mind.
All right. You're going to have to make a very different case for CeeDee Lamb being a bust because he doesn't have much target competition. We know the Cowboys are going to throw it. So why are things going to go wrong for CeeDee Lamb?
Not as good as those guys. And I think he's a clear second round pick who I absolutely love. I'll take him as a top 18 player. I'd love to get him as my round two wide receiver. I don't think I can make a round one case for him. You know, Heath has been all over this. If you look at the way the Cowboys have distributed targets for years now under Dak Prescott, it's very spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Lamb has not made the big plays downfield that the other guys have made. And it's really hard to make this bust case because he is going to get so many targets, Chris. But no, I don't.
No player in the Kellen Moore era has had a target share over 21%. And that includes Amari Cooper in the season where CeeDee Lamb wasn't playing.
Right.
So that's a little bit of the case.
And that was with Dak Prescott throwing for about 5,000 yards. If Dak Prescott was amazing that year, mm-hmm. in 2020. So he is incredibly safe, but he hasn't been a touchdown scorer like the other mm-hmm. guys. And I don't think he's the type of playmaker that the others are. But I love all of these guys, but I could see scenarios where they're all – I can't see a scenario where Lamb is worse than last year, but I could see scenarios where they all underperform their ADP.
I mean, look, CeeDee Lamb's never disappointed us before.
Like, what was the end of last season all about? He was so bad. You can't just completely overlook how poorly CeeDee Lamb finished.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like everyone's just like, he's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Hopefully he shows it this year because we've been giving him a lot of credit for a couple of years now. So that's going to do it for this episode of Fantasy Football Today. We'll see you on Friday. Take it easy.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.